It's KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Krell with the California Update. Good morning. The fight over whether PG&E is liable for last year's fires in Northern California is ongoing. But as Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports, Cal Fire blames the utility for causing many of them.
Patrick McCullum lost his home in the Tubbs Fire, which burned the area between Calistoga and Santa Rosa. He leads a group of residents and lawyers called Up From the Ashes that's suing PG&E. They want the utility to pay around $13 billion in damages. The case could take 2 years.
What's at stake is forcing PG&E to spend more money on prevention so that people in the fire areas, they have a right to collect the difference of their economic loss.
The agency has not released a cause of the Tubbs Fire that killed 24 people. But it has blamed PG&E for starting 16 fires it's reported on so far. John Fisk is an attorney that represents the cities and counties that were in the fire's path. He says if Cal Fire blames the utility for the Tubbs Fire, then it could make up for around half the liability PG&E could be accountable for.
It's certainly confirming of what we've already known, especially as it relates to the systemic failure across an entire service area.
12 of the 16 fires were started by trees or branches coming in contact with power lines. And Fisk says PG&E should have been more diligent about clearing the area around them. PG&E turned down an interview request, but sent us the following statement from PG&E's Lindsay Paolo.
Based on the information we have so far, we continue to believe our overall programs met our state's high standards.
PG&E blames drought and warming temperatures for creating extreme weather patterns. But the people whose homes and cities are recovering say PG&E must be held liable. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
You can find this story and others, plus more coverage of the North Bay fires on our website, krcb.org. While there, you can download our free mobile app to hear this story anytime or stream us live. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.